And so Joshua chapter 1 to verse 9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." I want to talk about this morning, it's a time for change. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's a time for change. Come on, you got to say with conviction now. Turn to another neighbor. Maybe that neighbor didn't catch you. Neighbor, it's a time for change. Amen. Let's pray. Amen. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your promise. Thank you for your promised blessings upon us. Now I ask that I would decrease and you would increase. I pray that you forgive me of my sins, cleanse me of all unrighteousness, create in me, Lord, a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Bless now the preaching of your word. Touch the hearts of your people now. We love you, we thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God you may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. Change. Amen. It's time. It's time. It's time. It really is time, y'all. Amen. Same stuff, new year. Thank you, ushers. Same stuff, new year. Same stuff, new year. Same stuff. Amen. We talk about change. We envision change. We dream about change. We even sometimes say, you know what, I wish. I wish I could change. I wish this would be this way. Am I by myself? You know, and you want to change, right? And you want to see things get better in your life. And you want to have that feeling that you have accomplished something because you've changed the way you're doing things in your life. But oftentimes I find that there are enemies to change. Wow. There are enemies to change. And can I tell you who the enemy is? Us. My enemy to my change is me. I want to change. I know I should change. I know all the things I should do. But I got a me problem. I got an enemy and I'm fighting him. And that person that I'm fighting is me. I can talk good things, I can say good things, but for some reason I can't change. Anybody been there?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's time for change. As I told you that Joshua was given the charge. Moses had died. I said this to you on New Year's Eve. And I told you that God was encouraging Joshua in a sense, because Joshua had to fill some big shoes. You know what I found out about change? Change means that you definitely have to take on a new role. Change means that you definitely have to put your foot into new shoes. I wish I had somebody. And sometimes the change that's necessary in our lives, it has to be dramatic if it's going to work, because sometimes we just change out of convenience. We change things that we can conveniently change ourselves, but we do not change the things. We're afraid to take on the things that will require a little bit more faith, a little bit more God. Come on, somebody. You know, it's easy to say, yeah, you know what? I'm going to do better in 2016. I'm going to do greater things. But when the opportunity presents itself, what are you really going to do?
Yes.
And oftentimes, that's the issue. Well, Joshua is getting ready to fill some big shoes, and God had already told him that no man will be able to stand before you. He had all the confidence and all of this. But right after God says all of this, you know what happens to what happened to Joshua? He started to think about it. And fear sets in. Right? And when fear sets in, look what God says to him in verse 7. Look at verse 7. He says, only... I won't get into the dynamics of change, right? The mentality of change. Yeah. But check this out. He says, only be what?
Strong.
Be strong. Why did God tell him to be strong? Because he started to think about it. He's like, oh, hold on, man. Okay, there's a million people here. They gave Moses hell half of their lives. I've watched a whole generation die off in the wilderness. And now, God, you're telling me to take these people who gave Moses all this hell into where? Canaan? Now, remember what I told you. They stood at their destiny for 7 years and never walked into it. And some of us, the only reason why we're not blessed the way we should is because we're watching our blessing rather than walking into our blessing. Right? So they're sitting there in Canaan, right? Because remember, they had spied out the land already. Moses was still alive, right? And God is saying, hey, go get it. They're like, yeah, right, okay. They're too big. They're like grasshoppers. See, when you have a low view of yourself, it's impossible to change. Come on, somebody. But when you have a high view of your God, then you can walk into your future.
Right.
You can live on purpose. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
And so Joshua, God tells Joshua, he says, only be strong and what? Very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Now, here's the thing. You know what? I'm going a different direction. Watch this. Here's how you implement change. Here's how you change. The only way that you're going to change is if you obey God's word. May want to note that. Change begins when I begin to implement or to apply God's word. Look what he said. He said, don't be strong, be courageous. But watch what he says. He says, now be careful to what? To do. Now here's the thing, if you're going to implement change, you got to make sure that you're careful that the change that you're implementing in your life is lining up with the word of God.
Yes.
Make sure that the change that you're saying that you're going to do, it lines up with God's word and God's purpose for your life.
Amen.
Are you with me? He says, be careful to do what? To do all that I have commanded. Watch this. I ought to do according to all the law. Now, that's a very important point. Because if I want change in my life, I have to do it according to God's word.
Yes.
But I have, notice what he says. He said, Joshua, be careful to do all. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Let me put a pen right there. You cannot expect change if you're halfway doing it. Oh, come on, somebody. Listen, you cannot change if you're just doing it according to your terms. You cannot change if you're just doing some of the word. Oh, hello, somebody. It's New Year's. I'm in church today. Will we see you tomorrow, next week? Will we see you on Tuesday? Will you do it all the way or will you do it halfway and then the results will be the same? Joshua, you can't do this. Joshua, you can't be strong. Let me tell you something. It takes strength to change.
Amen.
Write that down. You need the strength to change.
Yes.
And where will you get that strength from? You know what? Change means you have to tell some people no.
That's
right. You got to tell some people, no, I ain't going there with you. You got to tell some people that, listen, you know what? I'm going to look for a better opportunity somewhere else. You know what that means?
Yeah.
It means you got to quit.
Yeah.
Amen. And I know that may be hard. I know you've been saying this for a long time. But here's what I can guarantee to you. You and I can experience change if we apply God's word to our situation. Look what he says. He says, make sure you do all that I commanded you, which Moses my servant commanded you. In other words, if you're going to apply change to your life, and if you're going to change, you got to make sure, amen, that you follow God's command. Now watch this. Watch what he says. Watch what he says. He says that I command. Look what he says. Do not turn from what? From it. Do not turn from what? The word. I want change in my life. But here's the thing. I'm doing it, but I'm doing it when I feel like it. I'm starting off right. I'm praying. Come on, somebody. Listen, I'm telling you, you're going to need strength to change.
Yes.
But what you're going to need in addition to strength, you're going to need the word, because the word is living, it's active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow. It's enabled to judge the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. So in other words, what I'm trying to say, saints, he's saying to Joshua, Joshua, don't just hear me, watch this.
Do it, but
do it all the way. Look what he says. He says, do not turn from it to the right or to the left. Watch this. So that you may have success. What? Wherever you go.
That's right.
Now, this is a short-proof plan to change. He says, Joshua, if you apply God's word, if you keep God's word, if you apply it to your life, change will happen. But here's the thing. Don't turn from it. See, if you're going to start with God, finish with God.
Yes.
My. I'm going to say it one more time. If you're going to start with God, then finish with God. Don't start this year saying, yeah. And then by April, you're like, no. You're turning. Right? Look what he says next. He says, this book of the law shall not what? Depart from what? See, here's the thing. If you're going to change, you have to speak it. But what you speak out of your mouth, what you decree out of your mouth, has to line up with the word. Because, saints, when you get into those deep waters and you're saying, man, I said I was going to change, and now I've implemented this change in my life, and I'm out here by myself, and I'm broke. But God told me to do this, and I'm trying to, I'm by myself struggling, right? Watch this, and I'm out here standing by myself. You know what you're going to need? A word.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to quote scripture. You're going to have to stand upon the promises of God. God, you said you'd never leave me nor forsake me. God, you said greater is me, he that's in me, that's he that's in the world. He said, don't let the law depart out of your mouth. In other words, while you're changing, you have to be speaking God's word. Because if you and I are not speaking God's word while we're out here, then we're just talking. See, anybody can sell you, so anybody can tell you, oh, walk into your purpose, walk into your destiny, and God's got some blessings for you, and come on, let me speak, let me prophesy over your life, and all this other stuff. They can tell you all that stuff, but if they haven't given you a word to stand upon, don't you go sell your house. Don't you trade in that car, you don't need that car. Amen. Make sure it's a word from God and not a word from man.
Amen.
And the change that you want in your life, it must come from the word. Look what he says, and don't depart from it. But here's what you're going to have to do if you're going to change. See, because here's the thing. When you change, it requires a peace of mind. And what Satan will try to do when you implement this change in your life, he will try to get you to start being anxious.
Yeah.
And start worrying about, man, I can't believe I left that job. I can't believe I left that stuff. I can't believe I did that. Did I really do that? But here's what's going to require a peace of mind. So what did God tell Joshua to do? Joshua, you're going to do some stuff, but here's what I want you to do. What you got to do? You got to speak the word, but then you got to meditate on the word. See, so you got to, in other words, the word meditation has the idea of a continuous action. But meditation is kind of like a cow has nine stomachs. And when the cow chews the grass, it chews it up, and it goes into the first stomach. Yeah. He regurgitates it, he chews it again, and it goes into the second stomach until it gets to the ninth stomach where it's fully digested. And that's what I'm saying. If you're going to implement change, right, it's going to require that you don't just read or scan over the word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you have to spend time meditating on it. Because the anxiousness will come up.
Yeah.
The worry will come up. The doubt will come up. The demons will show up. The devil will show up. Amen. And he will try to get you to say, why in the world did I do that?
Yeah.
I must be crazy. But if you're trusting God and you say that it's a time for change and you step out on his word, you don't have to worry about that.
All right.
Because your mind is being used for the right things. Come on, somebody. You're meditating not on your misery and your mess, but you're meditating on God's word so that your life can be, so that you can have a peace of mind in the midst of your change. Church, you never say, I need a peace of mind if I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
Not a two-piece, but a peace of mind.
Peace. Yeah.
Are y'all with me? Watch this. Watch the text. I'm sorry I'm going here first, but I have to go here. Look what he says. He says, so that you may what? Meditate on it what? Day and night. Watch this. See, here's the next part now. So, here's the thing. You got the word in your mouth. I'm for the close. I'm going to give you the points of the other sermon next week. How about that? So watch this. You got the word, right?
Yes.
You're going to do it. Right? You get ready to change. He says, first thing you got to do is what? You can't let the word come out. You can't let the word depart out of your mouth. Right? So from the moment that you start saying,
man, I don't know.
Things look tough.
Yeah.
Somebody here this morning, you need to change some things, but you've been speaking negative.
Mama.
You want change, you speak in change, but you don't believe it.
My God.
But if you speak God's word, watch what he says. He says, meditate on it, and then look what he says. So that you may be what?
Careful
to do what? To do according to all that's written in it. The plan for change will only happen when you apply God's word to your living. That's the only way change is going to happen for you and I in 2016. I got to read God's word. I got to meditate on God's word. And I got to live by God's word. Now watch this. That is a foolproof plan. So don't say, well, you know what? I'm going to open this business. And you haven't consulted with God. When was the last time you talked to God about that business?
That's right.
You say you're going to step out on faith, but you haven't gotten a word. You have something inside of you that's saying, listen, all of us want change, but did you hear from God?
All right.
And if you did hear from God, guess what? It will fall right in place. Because he says you will be careful to do the word, because what you hear from God, you can take that to the bank. But I find it interesting that God is telling Joshua, before you change, son, get good at my word.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
All right. All right.
Have confidence in my word.
Yeah.
Have, amen, the courage to stand on my word. Have, amen, the concern for my word. Why? Because if you do, come on, somebody, all that I written in this word. If you apply what's written in this word, this will be your year of change. I'm going to say it one more time. This will be your year of change. Because the Bible says, for then, oh, I love that word then. Then is between then and now. Hallelujah. But then means now, but not back then. He says, for then you will make your way prosperous. Do I have anybody here today that doesn't want to be prosperous? Can I help you with something? You can't have a prosperous year. You can't change this year. But you have to determine that no matter what it looks like right now, that I know what the naysayers, you got some naysayers in your life, don't you? I know what the naysayers are saying. They're saying that you can't, amen. They're saying that you can't, amen, do this, or you can't do that. But you got to believe that what God has spoken in your life this year, it will come to pass. Do I have anybody here this morning? He says, for then you will make your way what? Prosperous. And then you will have success. I don't know anybody in this room today who will deny success, who does not want to be prosperous. But I stop by to tell you as I go to my seat that it requires change. Somebody here this morning, you got to get serious about the word of God. The Bible says that God is saying to Joshua, Joshua, don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. In other words, cut off your options. Get rid of your black book. Amen. Get rid of those phone numbers. Those folk that you can run to when you need help, and turn to God. And I want to tell you something. His hands is unchanging. His hands is unchanging. There's nobody like Jesus. Do I have somebody? He says, for then you will make your way. And that word way in the Hebrew is Derek. And that word means life. In other words, if you want change in your life, you got to make up your mind today that I'm going to be careful, that I'm going to speak the word, I'm going to meditate on the word, I'm going to live the word, so that I will prosper in everything that I'm about to do. Somebody here this morning, I want to tell you that God is saying to you that you will be successful, that you will prosper this year. But it's a conditional promise. The promise is conditional because it requires you drawing on the strength of the Holy Spirit. You have to have strength if you're going to change. You got to have strength if you're going to turn your life around. You got to have strength to tell some people that I'm no longer hanging with you. And guess what? I can't go there anymore. I'm not going to go there anymore. Why? Because I've made up in my mind that I'd rather do it God's way. I'd rather do it God's way than do it man's way. It's time for change. It's time to change. It's time for something new to happen in your life. But God says it requires something. I got to meditate on your word. I got to read your word. And prosperity will come in your life. Success is awaiting you. But you got to walk the right way. You got to talk the right way. You got to live the right way. Because God wants to bless you, but he's not going to compromise you. Do I have anybody here this morning that you'd rather turn to Jesus than to man? That you'd rather turn to the Lord for your help? And change will come to you this year. But you got to have a made up mind that nobody can do me like Jesus. Nobody can do me like the Lord. My change comes because I got a word from God. God gave me a word. He said, but I will be transformed. This is the year that change will happen. But the formula is, you got to do His word. You got to love His word, saints. See, before I give you those 6 points I got for you, been holding for you, I had to give you this first.
All right.
See, don't step out on nothing. Step out on the word. Meditation means that you're going to spend time with God every day. But then application is the key.
Yes.
Because you can meditate all you want. I know some people know scripture back and front and back. But when it comes time for stepping out on faith and it comes time for change, they're stuck. In other words, you got to move from page to performance. In other words, you have to do what James said. James said, listen, you can know all the words you want, but if you look at the word and don't apply, you are like a man who looks at himself in the mirror and watches, and then when he walks away, he forgets what kind of man he is.
Wow.
Will you do that same thing this year? Somebody here this morning, I want to tell you something. You've been dreaming about change. God sent you here today to give you a word. To tell you something. You know what He's telling you? You thought it was hocus pocus. You thought it was whatever you thought it was, but I gave you a simple formula. Apply His word. Get committed. Stop running. Your change will not happen if you run into another direction. You have to run to God. And He says you will be prosperous. He says you will have prosperous.